With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host, Horse Ben. I've got a sore throat this week, dear listener, but don't worry, it'll all be fine. down the other end of the phone, giving me his sympathy, it's the league's social media officer, it's Mr. James Hayes. Hello James, how are they?
Evening Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm not too good. Anyway, coming up on this week's show, we're also going to be hearing from Mark Carruthers from the North East Non-League Football Show. He's going to be giving us a full fixture preview for this weekend's crucial league matches. We're also going to be catching up with Martin Dowie from the Scarborough News to talk about the comings and goings at Scarborough Athletic this past week. And Craig Salmon will be joining us from the Lancashire Evening Post to talk about the same comings and goings, but at a different club. This time at Bamba Bridge. We're also going to be hearing from John McGrath at Michelover Sports and Chris Harder at Whitby Town. But we should kick things off, James, by talking about the managerial comings and goings. Obviously, Scarborough Athletic, we discussed that last week with Martin Dowie, actually, about the departure of Steve Kittrick. But now we've got a replacement who's coming, James.
So obviously John Deitch's got involved in the last couple of days now, and a bit of a surprise with some of the names that have been batting about. But again, it's a bit of a big name from back-to-back promotions with Bradford Park Avenue. So again, he's someone who knows his level quite well. And again, someone who's Scarborough, if again, they've got intentions of going for the title next year, someone who's potentially knows what he's doing to get him up there at the same time. He's got a couple of weeks just to get ready, and who knows? Let's see what can happen.
Well, I tell you a man who knows, Martin Dowie at the Scarborough News. I caught up with him on Thursday.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. I've spoke to John, comes across very well. Obviously, good CV. He's had promotions in the past with Farsley, and he's done well with Bradford Park Avenue. So, by the looks of it, he's a good appointment. I spoke to James Walshaw the other day. Played under him at Fars, he scored a lot of goals under John DC, and he says it's a confident, bold move that will get Scarborough playing attacking, positive football, which is what every fan wants, really, I suppose.
Now, I can't quite work out what this means, because obviously Scarborough were when Steve Kittrick left, they made an interim appointment and said that's why it was going to be to the end of the season. Then this appointment's come. I mean, is it because the appointment's kind of landed on the lap, like you said, it's a great CV, or do you think that Scarborough have gone, you know what, if we get a new management bounce heading into April here, we could make the playoffs?
Well, what they said was when they got rid of Steve Kittrick and Chris Boulder, they said that they were looking to get the appointment right. They didn't say that it would be they wouldn't make an appointment before the end of the season, because Steve Roberts came on in as interim manager. He had two games, and they said as long as they get the appointment right, that's what they were happy with, and that's what they were going to do. Now, they've had 40 applicants from all over the world. I've just done a story on it now, one from India, Australia, Canada, etc., etc. And they had some very good applicants and young managers and things like that, but they put it down to the criteria that they wanted, and that was experience and the ability to have, well, the fact that they've had promotions and success on the CV. Also, the fact that they wanted to look at youth, and John Deasy seems keen to look at youth. Also, the fact that they've got to look into the finances, the manager's got to look into the finances of a fans-run club, and a few other things as well. And they're confident and happy that John Deasy fits into all those guidelines.
And what do you think now? As we, you know, the first match of April's taking place this Saturday. It's a tricky away trip to relegation battle in Bamber Bridge. It's 6 points to the playoffs. Is it possible, do you think?
Yeah, I spoke to John yesterday. Why not? You know, I spoke to John yesterday, and he said this time of year, we've all seen it in the past. He said it's like the Grand National, where teams can bottle it in the last, you know, in the final stages of the race, etc., etc. I mean, there are some tough games. You look at Saturday, Bamber Bridge, they're fighting for their lives down at the bottom end, and you've got to go to Warrington. Obviously, you've got to go to South Shields and things like that as well. So it's not going to be easy. And if they do actually get in the playoffs, then they will deserve it. But it's mathematically possible, so, you know, why not?
And when it comes to the general future, what does that look like now at Scarborough after this appointment, do you think?
Well, I think John seems... He's a confident man, speaking to him. He's looking at the Conference North and then possibly beyond. He's obviously managed there in the past, managed in the Conference in the past. Scarborough's got a setup where they've got the fans. They can get there. They've got the average, a good number of fans. They're building a stand on the far side at the Flamingo Land Stadium as well. So I think the future does look positive. In the meantime, it's just a case of getting the squad in order and getting the players playing confident football again, and just enjoying the football, because it has been a bit of a stressful time for them. You know, there's managers in, managers out, and a big rut in results, etc., etc. So it's just a matter of getting them enjoying themselves again, maybe having, you know, one or two in, one or two out in pre-season, and then taking it from there.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting 4 weeks coming up at Scarborough. And where's the best place, Martin, to keep abreast of everything that's going on at the football club?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can go on the Scarborough News website. We're also on Twitter, SN_sport on Twitter, and Scarborough News Sport on Facebook as well. So anybody looking to keep abreast of the Scarborough News, just jump on there.
Martin Dowie there from the Scarborough News. Now, the interesting thing for listeners of this show is we're obviously recording this bit on Wednesday. I say obviously, you've got no idea, listener, have you? But we're recording this on Wednesday. The interviews, most of the interviews are taking place on Thursday, so I might sound a bit better, fingers crossed, but it might sound a bit weird. I'm still poorly, though, on Wednesday. Hashtag pray for Ben. But yeah, so that's the Scarborough currently sitting in seventh position, as we discussed there, currently sitting in seventh position, 6 points outside the playoffs. Stranger things have happened, but on Saturday it was Scarborough Athletic 1, Lancaster City 1. More on Lancaster in a second. But stranger things have happened, James, and Scarborough aren't completely out of the playoff race, but they need to be doing better than drawing.
Yeah, I mean, they're 6 points off the pace now. And again, with fixture lists coming up for Buxton and Gainsborough, they can't afford many more slip-ups. Obviously, we've still got seven games to get themselves up there.
That wasn't just the only big news this week with regards to management changes at a club. Bamber Bridge, friend of the show, Mick Taylor, standing down last week. And obviously, Mick's a great guy, and we send him our best wishes. I hate doing this, James, because, you know, you build relationships up with these managers. And you know, Mick is a cracky guy to speak to, and just sending him our best wishes. But at Bamber Bridge now, I've got a caretaker in charge. And for more now on the changes at Bamber Bridge in this past week, I caught up with the Lancashire Evening Post very own. It's a welcome return to Craig Salmon.
Yeah, it's kind of looking very bleak at the moment at the club. Obviously, after the glory of last season, getting promotion via the playoffs, this season has certainly not gone according to plan. Obviously, the manager, Neil Reynolds, leaving for SC United on Manchester. I think it was around September time, weren't it? He left. That caused a bit of a stir at the club. It became a bit of a circus, and the club looked from within to replace him, to kind of bring some kind of stability back in place at the Sir Tom Finney Stadium. So they placed Neil Reynolds' assistant, Mickey Taylor, in charge, with Neil Crowe, who was the former manager before Neil Reynolds, as his assistant. And that's how Mickey came in. It was a big job for him. He'd never been a manager before. He'd never held a managerial position before. And at first, the club did well. The pair of them brought some stability. I think they took a while to get the first win, but I think they only lost three or four games in the first sort of 13, 14 games. So they did quite well. Then over Christmas, they had a bit of a poor time. I think they lost both games over Christmas. Then they had two good wins, I think, in January. But then after that, it's gone. Well, it's just gone downhill, really. They haven't won in 13. They've lost the last eight. Obviously, after Mickey spoke to obviously the board last Thursday, and he, I think by then he obviously they hadn't won in 12. There were 7 defeats on the trot, and I think he just felt that he needed to go. Something needed to change to try and avert this poor run and try and keep them in this division. And he just resigned then, there and then. And obviously, Matt Lawler and Joey Collins have been placed in caretaker charge until the end of the season.
And like you were saying there, though, about Mickey Taylor, we've interviewed him a few times. He's a cracking guy and a really nice guy as well. And it is sad. So we wish him all the best for the future.
Yeah.
But for Bamba Bridge, the relegation battle starts here in many ways. Mickleover Sports getting that win midweek sees them both on 33 points. New management bounce is a bit of a cliche, but we have seen that with the likes of Gainsborough Trinity and Matlock Town earlier in the season.
Yeah.
That they do exist. So is that likely to happen, do you feel?
Yeah, well, just going back to what you said about Mickey T, he is a grand fella, and I think everybody at the club were really gutted that he decided to go. You know, he's a legend. The club, he's been there 3 or 4 years, and the club were really disappointed to see him go. But like you say, you talk about manager bounce, Matt Lawler and Joey Collins. Matt's obviously the captain of the team. He plays at centre half. He's been a player coach there for a year or two. He's been placed in charge ahead of the game at the weekend. Basford, I think it was. Yeah, it was Basford United. And obviously they got beat 1-0, but apparently the performance was really good. They really played well. They absolutely battered Basford over the 90 minutes. But I think when your chips are down, the luck doesn't go your way. I think it's that kind of scenario. They should have at least got a point out of the game. They ended up losing 1-0 to a sloppy goal from a corner. And Mickleover, like you say, Mickleover's winning midweek has put them now level on points with Bamber Bridge. So it's looking bleak. They really need to snap out of this this winless run they're on. They actually play Mickleover the last game of the season, which looks tasty. But I don't know how to put a positive spin on it at the minute. I did an interview with Alistair Wadicar in. I think in January, he's obviously the star player at Brigg. He's been there years. And he was kind of saying, you know, relegation has not really been talked about because, to be fair, over the course of the season, you know, Bamber Bridge, they've been sort of mid-table. They had a decent start when Neil Reynolds was manager. And they've kind of kept in that sort of lower mid-table position. Not too far away from the relegation places, but always kept themselves... You know, 5, 6, 7 points away from those bottom three, and Ali was saying, you know, relegation's not been back in January. Relegation's not been talked about at all, but he kind of put out a warning to his teammates to say, look, let's not sleepwalk into a relegation battle. But that's kind of how things have panned out. You know, they've gone on, like I say, this poor run, and they're right in trouble at the moment. So. So 5 games to go. It's 5 games to save the season, really.
I mean, it is going to be like you said that game on the 27th, Bamber Bridge against Mickleover Sports. It's a huge game, but I suppose the like you were saying there, I don't think the club want it to be a huge game. They want it done and dusted by that point, don't they? I'd imagine. And there are some tricky games like Scarborough this weekend, but then there's a couple of games with the likes of Matlock and Hyde also in the month. But you've got to throw in the factor of nerves, haven't you? And Hyde and Matlock haven't got much to play for. And that means that, you know, it's going to be a fair few twists and turns, isn't there? And where's the best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on at Bamber Bridge, Greg?
We obviously cover them in the Lancashire Post online, www.lep.co.uk, and obviously in the paper. But like you say, it's going to be an interesting time. I speak to Matt Lawler, the captain, a lot. Obviously, he's now in charge on a caretaker basis, and he was saying he wants to see the team get back to how they were last season, and that's been organised, disciplined, hard to beat, but also wanting to get on the ball, wanting to express themselves when in the right areas. I think they've become a bit scared, or, you know, obviously, like you were saying about the nerves play a part. I think that has played a part in this run. They've kind of got stuck into this rut, and they've seen themselves plunge down the table, and they're not expressing themselves the same on the pitch. They're not creating the same kind of chances. They're not going for it the same. And he would kind of put out a plea this week to say to, you know, to say to his men to, you know, to be brave and, you know, take the ball by the horns and get out on that pitch and make things happen. And hopefully they'll do that this weekend.
Craig Salmon there from the Lancashire Evening Post. Bamber Bridge on Saturday getting beat, James, by Basford United by 1-0. And we should mention the other big results this week for relegation threatened side. Michelover Sports 0-1 on Saturday. And on Tuesday night at Borough Park on the west coast of Cumbria, it finished Workington 0, Michelover Sports 1. A mammoth result, James, for Michelover Sports. Sees them now tied. Still in the relegation zone, but tied with Bamber Bridge, having played the same number of games. Also, crucially, 4 points clear of Workington. It's that's a big result, isn't it, James, at midweek for Michelover?
Yeah, just quickly on that midweek game at the same time. We said it was a huge game. Whoever didn't win that match, he's going to be facing a uphill struggle for the rest of the season, particularly with what the fixture list has got left and the fact that, again, Michelover will play Bamber Bridge on the last day of the season.
Well, as we said there, a big, big result for Michelover Sports and in that six-pointer there against Workington. Let's judge the mood now at Michelover Sports and let's hear from the manager. Here's John McGrath.
Yeah, it was one of those or cliches, six-pointers at the bottom of the league. You know, we went up there probably for the first time all season, really, where we're you know, I signed a few players a couple of weeks ago, and we went up there with a full-strength squad, obviously, you know, minus Nathan Jarman and Jay Scott, but it was nice to, listen, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a pretty spectacle, but, you know, we knew the pitch was going to be a bit dodgy, a bit boggy. You know, away at Workington on Tuesday night's not a nice place to go anyway. So we dug in, very, very important 3 points.
And it sees you now tied with Bamber Bridge, obviously, and 4 points ahead of Workington. So we are at that stage of the season where all the points matter, and when you go into a dressing room and you can look at the league table, that must be a pleasing sight for yourself.
It is. It's nice to, because, you know, there was a few weeks ago there where we were winning games and everybody around us seemed to be winning games as well. You know, we went to Scarborough, beat Scarborough, and then I think everybody in around us won as well. So it was nice to take that couple of points up and get close to Bamber. You know, we've got Bamber last game of the season now. As a manager or as a player manager, I don't want it to come on to last game of the season. I'd like it to go there safe and be okay, but we take every game, every point as it comes now. We've got Nantwich away Saturday, tough place to go. They're looking to secure points for playoffs. So, but listen, you know, we know what we've got in our changing rooms, and you know, we'll be fighting for every point available.
I mean, as an independent observer looking in, everyone's thinking to themselves that game at the last game of the season is going to really matter. But both yourselves and Bamber Bridge don't want it to come to that, and therefore you're going to have to get those victories. Have you set your sights on Bamber Bridge, or do you think you could possibly still reel in the likes of Marine and Stafford Rangers?
Yeah, listen, I've had a look at, you know, I've done my homework. I've had a look at people's fixtures, people's run-ins. And, you know, people think, oh, you know, staff have got a tough run-in. But, it's hard playing the teams who are fighting for playoffs and championships. But it's also hard to play against teams fighting for relegation because, you know, you've got that little bit of something to fight for. Yes, you know, Stafford and Marine, you know, Stalybridge are within touching distance. But, you know, for us, it's about safety. It's about staying in this league and, you know, me preparing for next year.
And obviously, like you say, you've got Nantwich Town this weekend. Nantwich Town are a curious egg at this stage of the season because they're in fourth, and I think Dave Cook's waiting for the phone call to say, right, your playoff semi-final, it's here now. But that's you mentioned the teams going for promotion and those teams against relegation, but Nantwich, they've got not much to play for at the moment, so they're not going to have those nerves that your side have got. So how are you shaping up going into this one?
It's a strange one because I know Cookie quite well. He was assistant manager when I was at Shrewsbury Town as a player. So I know him quite well. Obviously know his son Sean really well. And they've got nothing to play for. They're more or less guaranteed their playoff spot. And that in itself can take a weight off your shoulders, and you can probably go out and play with a certain amount of freedom. Whereas, we've got something to play for. There might be a few bits of nerves. It could work, kind of one or two ways. Cookie might think, right, I'll give my fringe players an opportunity to go and play. But, any team that Nantwich Town puts out and any team that Cookie puts out, it's always going to be a tough test. But like I said, we've got to take every game as it comes now, and it's 11v11, and our will to win has to be more than the opposition.
And finally then, John, obviously on Tuesday night as well, you've got Witton Albion coming to town. So what's your message to the home support heading into that one as well?
Home support is very important. We went to Workington on last Tuesday, and there was a great crowd there. More of a crowd than I've ever seen there in my last three or four visits there. I think they gave like a bit of a rallying cry to the crowd to come out in numbers and support them. So, the same for me, really. Come and support us. If you're a Derby County fan or a Burton Albion fan, all voices are welcome, and all support is welcome.
John McGrath, manager at Michelover Sports, speaking to us here on the EvoStick NPL show. So that's the bottom end of the table, and later in the show we will have a fixture preview with Matt Carruthers from the North East Football Show. But towards the top end of the table we should turn to now, and Fazer Celtic out in front 2-1 over Stalybridge Celtic. A victory them in the Celtic derby on Saturday. Season 1 point clear of South Shields. South Shields beat Marine on the road by 3-1 in the Mariners derby, if you will. So it's 1 point separating the top two, James. Warrington also in the mix, obviously. They didn't stumble on Saturday. They beat Gainsborough Trinity in a very tough game there by 2-1. So it's as you were, 4 points the difference between the top three as we head into this weekend's matches.
Yeah, but again, I just want to put on one at the same time. They really didn't have an easy game because they were trailing until all this, 20 minutes to go, and they just managed to turn it around. Obviously, big games we could have had a huge 3 points with Buxton not playing that weekend. It is going to come down to this 2.5 horse race that we've been saying for the last couple of weeks. It's a shame none of them have got to play each other.
So 4 points the gap there between Warrington and in third, and Fazer Celtic in first. As you mentioned, Gainsborough Trinity 3 points outside the playoffs. Nantwich Town are the team currently sitting in fourth, James. And I think we could safely say now that they've sealed themselves in the playoffs. Workington 2, Nantwich Town 4. The results at the weekend. And that sees Nantwich Town now with that defeat for Gainsborough. Sees Nantwich 11 points inside the playoffs. It'll be some ass now for Nantwich not to be in the playoffs. I mean, I suppose it's just a question now of if they're going to get home advantage for the playoffs.
I think you're right there when you're saying in the playoffs. It's more a factor, do they go for and relax and get ready for the playoffs, because we know what they can do against the top sides, or do they just go and again try and chase that third place side and potentially get the two home games?
So the player positions at the moment: South Shields, Warrington, Nantwich Town, Buxton. Buxton sitting on 58 points, having played 35 games. Gainsborough Trinity in sixth position, 3 points outside the playoffs, also having played 35 games. So Nantwich, 11 points inside the playoffs, and currently sitting 4 points behind Warrington. Nantwich Town have played a couple of games more than both Warrington and a game more than Buxton and Gainsborough, but it's looking increasingly likely as the games tick by that Nantwich will be in the playoffs. But we'll cover that off in greater detail as we head into April. So there were some other matches as well. Baseford United, obviously that 1-0 win over Bamber Bridge, did keep their distant hopes of reaching the playoffs intact. I think that was blown out of the water a bit on Tuesday night with that 2-2 draw with Matlock James for Baseford.
Yeah, I think, as I said last week, neither them or Witten could drop any points if they had any serious opportunities to get into the playoffs. And I think Tuesday night game proved its point there.
And just some other games which we need to mention. Hensford Town 2, Matlock Town 0 from Saturday. That sees Hensford now comfortably in mid-table land, 43 points, sitting in 12th position. That's a grand total of 10 points clear of the relegation zone now, so it's looking a bit more healthier for the Staffordshire club. Speaking of Staffordshire, not the best of results for Stafford Rangers. It's kind of come out of nowhere, this, hasn't it? Hyde United 5, Stafford Rangers 3. So Stafford Rangers aren't completely out of the relegation picture, 4 points clear of the relegation zone. I suppose the benefit at the moment is that it's going to take, you know, for Stafford to go into the relegation places, they need both Bamber Bridge and Michelover Sports to start winning games and for Stafford to stand still. And that's not looking like a scenario that's going to happen at the moment. But we'll see what happens after that 5-3 defeat at Hyde United.
I think Stafford, they've been funny all season. I mean, we saw him a couple of weeks ago and they're right down there in the fight. Came out of nowhere to recover and now just started dropping them points again. They're nowhere near out the woods at this moment in time.
Well, we'll wait and see. But heading a bit further east, Grantham Town eased their own relegation concerns. They beat Witton Albion on Saturday by 1-0. That sees Grantham Town now sitting 8 points clear of the relegation places. Well, let's talk a bit more now about Grantham Town. And joining me down the other end of the phone, we're joined by one of the joint managers. It's a welcome return to Russ Cousins. So welcome back to the show, Russ. And a great win there on Saturday against Witton Albion. Sees you up to 41 points. And what's your take after that one?
Fantastic. It was a great win. We weathered the storm 15 minutes first half. And it was, I think we could have been 1-0 down, to be fair, after about 10 seconds. But looking at our pitch, which is a bit of a leveller, as I think he's put their striker off and he's gone wide. We weathered the storm, got back in the game. We've got a penalty, which we, you know, hopefully we're going to score. But unfortunately, Benji's missed. So it's back to the wall job again. But yeah, second half, we've dug deep and we've got the goal to get 3 points. But we're still not safe yet. Definitely not.
I was going to ask you about that because it does take you up to the 41 point mark, and Michelover and Bamber Bridge on 33, so it's an 8 point gap at the moment. And we've been saying, you know, getting towards that mid 40 mark is where you get to safety. But it's a bit more comfortable now, or like you say, you just need to get a couple more wins. You think?
The way we look at it is we aren't going to be comfortable until it's mathematically safe. Basically, the 8 points, you know, there's 5 massive cup final games for us now, starting with a nice local derby away at Lancaster on Saturday. So it's another tough one. And we've got another 4 after that. You know, it's massive games coming up. So we've got to get points on the board to make us safe and, you know, make the others try and catch us, basically.
I mean, how nerve-wracking? I mean, I've spoke to a few managers who are in that relegation battle at the moment. I mean, how nerve-wracking has it been over the last few weeks and few months or so? Because it's been like, you know, a series of defeats, and you get that great draw against Nantwich and then the win against Witton Albion. That must be like a bit of a relief, really, to get the show back on the road.
Yeah, we always believe in our ability. We believe in the players' ability too. We've got, you know, we've built a good side there. But Rome wasn't built, you know, in a day. So it's not that easy just to turn, you know, although we brought the results down, we always said we don't want this to be a hard luck story. You know, losing 1-0, unlucky, we've made one mistake. You know, it could have been 0-0. But we don't want that. We want points on the board. We want to get the club safe, because that's effectively what we set out to do when we first took the job on. The aim was to make the club safe, because at the end of the day, when we first took over, it looked really, really bleak. And hopefully, we've given ourselves a fighting chance. Nerve-wracking's not really the word. It's, I suppose if anything, I suppose it's a bit exciting, to be honest. Yes. It gets you going, you know, you just have to, crack on and get the wins.
And like you say, you have got that local derby this weekend against Lancaster City. It's a hell of a trip, in all fairness. But to be honest, I've done it the other way. It's just as long. But yeah. You're both on 41 points, and a win for either of you is, and I know what you're saying there about it being mathematically possible, but it would make it a bit more comfortable for the winners. So there is a bit to this game this weekend.
There is, yeah. But in all fairness, I know I keep stressing this, but all five are crucial to us. At the end of the day, we want to give the club the best possible chance of to stay away from everybody else. There's no point trying to, cling on to the hope is, when Farrelby went, you sort of maybe gain a couple of points. That's not how we want to do it. We want to do it properly. It's unfortunate that happened to Farrelby, and that's not how we want to stay up. We want to stay up by winning matches to get the points on the table. But yeah, this Saturday, plus four others, we've got to get some points. Saturday's always going to be tough. It's a long drive when you get there, stretching the legs off and whatever else. And Lancaster are a good side as well.
Well, Russ Cousins, joint manager at Granford Town, a big thank you for joining us. Just one last question, Colombo style. At what point do you start to? Because, like you say, you have started to bring in new players and that kind of thing. So, at what point do you start thinking about next season, or is that not even on your agenda at all at this stage?
If we're absolutely honest, no, nothing will be spoken. We won't speak to anybody until everything's all sorted out. Once that happens, hopefully we'll sit down with the chairman and we'll start to plan forward and see where we go from there.
So Grantham Town currently sitting 8 points clear of the relegation places, and that's nearly job done, I'm going to suggest, for the Lincolnshire side. One other piece of news, I think, and that's Whitby Town. Michelover Sports 0, Whitby Town 1, a match we covered earlier. And on Tuesday night, it finished Stalybridge Celtic 0, Whitby Town 1. And it's been a decent week for Chris Hardy. Chris Hardy also being announced with a new contract as manager at Whitby Town. So it seems like a good opportunity to welcome back to the show his manager at Whitby Town. Here's Chris Hardy. So, Chris, a big thank you for joining us, and a great win Tuesday night on the road at Stalybridge Celtic. How was the performance for you?
Yeah, it was a good performance. I've certainly went to, on record in the past in terms of how difficult it is to get 3 points on the road. So obviously we're over the moon with that. I think from the performance point of view, there was possibly game-changing moments in there, one of which being the sending off. But I have seen these type of situations work against you. And I thought, in fairness to the boys, second 45, we were dominant, and eventually got the breakthrough, which amounted in all 3 points.
And it's been a decent set of results as well. That's 4 wins in 5 now. That must be pleasing.
It's very pleasing, mate. That's not to be underestimated in terms of how difficult that is to do. The fact that we've done it, we'll take a lot of confidence from that. And hopefully, finish the season on a high.
What would be a high now for Whitby Town? Because you've been hovering in and out of that middle table area. And like you say, it looks like you are going to be finishing the season on that high, certainly towards the top half of the table. So when it comes to a successful season for Whitby Town, how do you think it's been?
Well, I think it's been a marked improvement on last year. That was all important. I think if we can finish in the top half of the table, then again, that just confirms the fact that it is a marked improvement. And it also gives us, scope to try and, improve on that and develop that for the coming season.
And that leads me on to my next point. And obviously, congratulations with your contract extension at the club. That kind of stability is vitally important and gives you the opportunity now to look towards for next season. So how do you see that side of things?
I mean, I suppose the Whitby job has always been a project, a difficult project, for the issues that we have in terms of location, resources, etc. But nevertheless, a project that we're trying to get the end goal, and the end goal is to be, you know, trying to play the next level. And like I say, I think with putting together a commitment for the next couple of seasons, that allows, hopefully, for us to, you know, move closer towards that that end goal.
I mean, you've not been too far away, have you? Like you say, it's only 12 points to the playoffs, so that is definitely something to build on for next season.
It is, but I think more importantly, what we've done this season is we've identified players, areas, like you do year in, year out, but this year we seem to have been able to physically go out and get these players and get the areas that we were looking to improve improved. Obviously, we'll have, you know, recruitment push, you know, come the summer. Hopefully, again, with, you know, the missing pieces, shall we say. And then you would hope that does give you the opportunity to push on and improve on what we've done this season.
And this weekend, in the meantime, you've got that match this weekend against Marine. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when winning games of football, you're chomping at the bit. You know, you want to be on the park. You want to be, like you say, you know, playing games as often as you can. And that's what we're doing at the moment. We're winning games, and like you say, the confidence seems to be good. We're looking fairly sound. Offensively, we look like we've got goals in the side, so that gives us good confidence going into, you know, any given game.
Chris Hardy there, manager of Whitby Town. Whitby's now sitting 11th in the league table. It could be a top 10 finish for the North Yorkshire club, James.
Yeah, I mean, again, they've still mathematically got a chance of getting into the playoffs. Granted, a very, very slim one, and they literally can only afford to drop 4 points at this moment to stay in the fight.
Just before we go, James, it's a busy weekend for yourself, not just all the normal on-the-pitch stuff, but also the MPL Awards are taking place on Sunday, and you must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, indeed so. I mean, obviously, people who've been in the past, I mean, yourself as well, Ben, no, it's not, obviously, it's the one chance we get to reward the players as much as we do, not just from a fans' perspective with the player award, but more just so opportunity to celebrate the season a little bit. Obviously, we'll be streaming it live on Facebook for those who are waiting for WrestleMania to start a couple hours later. There's something for you to watch.
Is that still on? Is that still, what number are we up to? What Roman numeral are we up to now, James?
Number 35.
35. I don't know. What's that? XXXV. Wow. Yeah. Great.
I don't know. Berkey's been on about it all week. That's the only reason why I know.
Who won the Royal Rumble? Just remind us, James.
No idea.
No idea. Good. Excellent. Right. Anyway, crack on with your plug-in for the Facebook on Sunday.
Well, yeah. Social media is obviously going to be all over it. Facebook for the live feed. If you can't get on to watch the live feed, we'll be doing a tweeting from Twitter. And then obviously, you find out who wins out the MPL show award as well. That's the main thing.
That is the main thing. That's right, yeah. Everyone. And whoever wins it, you'll hear from them on next week's show. But James Hayes, social media man for the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend. Stay out of mischief, and we'll speak to you soon. So, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to draw a line under the past and still listen to Ben's voice and go, God, he doesn't half sound poorly. And joining me down the other end of the phone is from the North East Non-League show. It's a welcome return to the show to Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi there. You do sound poorly.
I am poorly. It's true.
You are.
I just realised then, because I've been talking most of the day and I thought, oh, I'm getting over this now. And then I've started talking again. It's back. It's back, everyone. This show's going to sound weird because I think by the time I interview the managers on Thursday and Friday, I should be a bit better. But on Wednesday, I'm in full flow here with my hot Vimto, still trying to stay awake and still stay with a concept of what's about to happen. And we're into the month of April now, Mark, and it's all happening, isn't it? Up at the top end, up at the bottom end. And we're going to have a fixture preview now for the matches taking place this Saturday, the 6th of April. And we'll throw in some matches as well for the midweek games on Tuesday, the 9th. We'll start up at the top. We've got Buxton taking on Farsley Celtic this weekend. Buxton now in the playoffs, 3 points clear of Gainsborough Trinity. Buxton can't rest on the laurels now. This is mightily important, and this is going to be a tough game for Buxton, but it's also a tough game for Farsley Celtic, who've got South Shields breathing down the necks, Mark. What do you make of this one?
It's a horrible fixture for both sides, really. I'm guessing the situations they're in, it's probably the last one they would have wanted. They've both got, you know, so much riding on it. Farsley have got such a slender lead after what happened recently with the, you know, the North Ferriby situation. Buxton have had a good little run and they've got themselves in those playoffs, and they'll need a win to, you know, just make sure that they fight off the Wolves at the door in that sense. One thing I think this will guarantee, and it will be a 0-0 now, but I think it will guarantee goals, because you've got two great forward lines and two sides that like to get forward and attack. So I think this one might be a high scoring draw. I can see it being a 2-2 or a 3-3.
Elsewhere, and obviously Farsley Celtic is Buxton, probably game of the day, but watching on will be South Shields. South Shields hosting Hensford Town. Hensford Town, obviously, we heard from Nicky Eden on last week's show, well and truly comfortable now in mid-table and sitting in 12th. This is South Shields at home, so I think Farsley Celtic have to assume South Shields are going to get 3 points here. Or am I being a bit unwise on Hensford?
No, because I don't think it would be unwise to suggest that, simply because South Shields' home record is phenomenal. I mean, one defeat, 14 wins and two draws at home. It's an unbelievable record. Mariners Park has become a fortress since they started this. Going to go all at X Factor here, but since they started the journey up the leagues from the Northern League Second Division, they've always had a phenomenal home record. They very rarely lose at home in the league. I just can't see them losing this one. You know, they've kind of got the momentum now. They've got the unexpected boost again, as I mentioned earlier, of the North Ferriby situation's worked massively in their favour. I've got to be honest, I think they might win this one. I think they'll win it quite comfortably. I think they've got players in form. Nathan Lowe, the midfielder, is in unbelievable form at the moment and scoring goals from all over the place. I think this could be a 3-0 South Shields.
And also involved in the title race, we've got Warrington Town. Warrington Town are travelling to Matlock Town this weekend. Matlock Town, their home record hasn't been great recently. They've not won a game at home in 7 matches. Warrington's away form is pretty solid. It's one of the top 3 away forms in the league. In fact, it might be the top 2, actually. Might be doing Paul Carden disservice. But the point I'm trying to make is that Warrington Town are good on the road. Matlock Town haven't been great at home recently. And therefore, Warrington Town are heading into this game as favourites. But one thing that we do have to throw into the mix when we're talking about these games, Matlock don't have anything to play for. Warrington are filled with bags of nerves.
You've just taken my first line away there.
There we go. Bags of nerves.
I think the one thing I would say is I think Warrington Town's need is greater. Let's be honest, Matlock, they've got nothing to play for the rest of the season. That's not to suggest that the players are down tools. But I think sometimes the side that has the greater need will just make those extra tackles, just have that little bit of extra urgency and an extra will to win. And I think that's what will win it for Warrington. They've got players in form. You know, as you say, their away record is very good. They've won, 11 of their 17 games away from home. People like Jack McGrath, who played higher up the leagues, they'll come into their own at this time of the season. I think Warrington will win this. It won't be easy because Matlock's never an easy place to go, despite the home record not being as good as it could be. So I think there'll be a narrow Warrington win, maybe a 2-1.
Let's talk about the team currently sitting in fourth position and sitting there, I think, waiting for the inevitable call. Dave Cook, playoff semi-final, get down here. That kind of call. Nantwich Town sitting in fourth on 66 points, 11 points clear of Gainsborough Trinity, well and truly in the playoffs. 8 points from the top of the table, but they played a couple of games more than Farsley Celtic, so that's a bit of a tall ask, in all fairness. So basically, Nantwich Town are playing for perhaps a home semi-final, a push, maybe a home final, but I think it is going to be the most they can get is a home semi-final if they can overtake the likes of Warrington Town and get into third. This weekend, though, Nantwich Town are hosting Michelover Sports. What a result that was midweek for Mikulova. Incredible result on the road. And, well, they're now on equal points with Bamba Bridge. hello, nerves. I mean, Vimer. What do you think for this one? Because Nantwich Town are not quite at Lumpolly just yet, waiting for the end of April. But you talk about the need. The need of Mikulova surely is greater than the need for Nantwich at the moment.
It is, and going into the back of the game on the back of that unbelievable result at Workington, it's one of those where you just wonder about the momentum again of and the need being greater from Mikulova. Having said that, the record's not great on the road. It's only 3 wins all season, but if you're ever going to get one, it's going to be now. I wouldn't be surprised if this one's a draw. I think Nantwich will still want to try and get as high up the table as they can to get that home semi-final or possibly final. But I think, again, that the need of Mikulova, their desperation, they know what's riding on this. I think this one might be a draw. I think I can see it being a 1-1.
I'm going to throw in the other relegation matches as well at this point, because Bamber Bridge, obviously, it's sending our best wishes to Mick Taylor. Bamber Bridge against Scarborough Athletic this weekend. I think Scarborough might be out of it. Both teams will be looking for a bit of a new management bounce, but I think Scarborough can't get into the playoffs. I'm wrong in saying that. It's only 6 points, isn't it? I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely, but it's not beyond the realms of possibility that they could sneak in there. As you say, new manager's gone in there, and a great appointment, by the way. It took me a bit by surprise, and I think that can rejuvenate the players. You know, maybe they were just a bit too used to the old methods, and they just weren't working anymore. So some fresh ideas can give them a fresh impetus, and I think Scarborough will win this one. Again, they've got big players that, you know, the likes of Coulson who performed this season and really helped them settle into this league after promotion last season. They'll want to take it as far to the end of the season as they can and keep themselves in that playoff hunt. And I think they'll win this one. And yeah, as I said, I don't think you can rule them out completely. I think it's unlikely, but it's going to be one of those never say nevers until it's the end of the season, really.
Now, we've touched upon Workington there and that midweek defeat to Mikulova Sports, and I don't think that's necessarily a surprise, because even though Mikulova haven't won that many away games, Workington's home form has been surprisingly terrible this season. It's so unlike Workington that we've known in recent years. Their away form, though, isn't too bad. They've won 3 out of the last 4 games, so their away form is keeping them in this, and this weekend Workington will be travelling to Witton Albion. It is looking like Workington do have a game in hand over Mikulova Sports and Bamber Bridge.
Yes.
They're 4 points back. They have to win the games where they can, because they are running out of road now.
They are. It is desperate. It's now or never sort of time. I'm throwing loads of cliches here, aren't I? It is getting towards now or never time for Workington. It's really sad, because I always class them as one of the biggest clubs in the league, and you look at the attendance in that game against Mikulova, over 500 there, which is unbelievable for the situation they find themselves in. Yeah, I think this one again, Witten, you know, their home record's not great. I think 5 wins from 16 or 17 games. They are out of the playoff race. They're not going to do anything. They can't get relegated. You wouldn't be surprised if Workington went there and got something, but I have to say, I think that defeat against Mikulova may have just knocked a little bit of stuffing out of work, and I think they'll fall to a narrow defeat at Witten.
And Whitby Town will be hosting Marine. I'm right in saying, aren't I, that it's pretty much now a three-horse race for those two relegation spots. Marine are currently sitting in 17th, 5 points above the relegation zone with a game in hand. It would be a tall ask, wouldn't it, to drag Marine into this?
I don't necessarily think it's about, if you know, I think Marine could probably go the rest of the season without picking up a point and stay up, because I can't see the teams below them getting enough points to overhaul them. That said, Marine will want to get something just to make sure. You look at the game last week against South Shields at home, and they had obviously the early penalty that was saved by Liam Connell. That could have changed that whole game. You know, it would have given them the emphasis and early lead. It would have knocked South Shields, and they could have got something then. But yeah, I think they will probably want one more win just to make sure. I'm not sure they'll get it this weekend, because Whitby are in decent form, Bradley Fuster's come in and made a real difference, hit the ground running there and scored goals. So I can see Whitby win this one. I'll go all out and I'll say that they'll win 2-1 with Fuster getting both goals.
and we've also got Stalybridge Celtic against Basford United. Basford, 8 points from the playoffs. Is it possible, Mark? Is it? Oh no, is that 2-2 draw with Matlock kind of done it on Tuesday night?
Yeah. Again, I think it's one of those similar to Scarborough where it's unlikely, but you can't rule it out until it's mathematically impossible. But I would probably suggest it would be a step too far for Basford. I think that draw has kind of killed it off. It's just too far now, which is a shame because they've done well, you know, coming up. And they was obviously making big noise about what was going to happen there this season. There was a bit of investment went in, some good signings. And it just hasn't quite worked out the way they thought it would. It's a tough game for them as well. Stalybridge, again, if I say Marine aren't quite safe, then you'd have to probably say Stalybridge aren't quite there yet. So they'll want to win. I think that will be a home win.
There's just two more games we need to talk about. Gainsborough Trinity against Hyde United. Now, if Buxton are taking on Farsley Celtic, Gainsborough have to get 3 points in this one, don't they, and put the pressure on.
Well, Gainsborough were my pre-season tips to win the league, so I'm kind of probably not worth me predict anything here because it just hasn't quite worked out the way I thought it would with Gainsborough. Made some good signings in the summer again, but just hasn't happened the way I thought things would. But they've just got to keep the pressure, you know, and make sure they keep Buxton honest until the end of the season. Try and pick up as many points as they can. I think they'll win this one. Again, it won't be easy, but I think the home form is pretty decent. Yeah, I think it'll be against for a win. I think they'll have a strong end to the season. They've got some big games coming up as well in terms of teams around them, and they'll win this one.
And finally, a game of little significance, a bland, boring mid-table ding-dong between Lancaster City and Grantham. And I've hammed that up because, to be honest with you, I think both sets of management will go, cheers, Ben, that's the way we'd like it in April, to be honest with you. It's been a bit seat-of-your-pants stuff for both clubs this season, but I think now they're on 41 points, it's a lot more comfortable, isn't it? And they can start enjoying the football.
Well, they've kind of hit a little bit of form at the right time and got themselves away from the relegation zone. I don't suppose it's worth going into this one too much, is it? I think it'd be a draw.
Good. Excellent. I'm moving on. And on Tuesday night, we've got Farsley Celtic against Stafford Rangers. Same things apply, really, what we said about Marine. Stafford Rangers are a bit more closer to the relegation action. 4 points, the difference. But Stafford Rangers, they've been pretty good, haven't they, Stafford Rangers, ever since their existing management staff came in. It's that Hyde United result has come out of left field a bit for Stafford Rangers. So this is a tough game against Farsley as well, throw that one into the mix at this stage.
Yeah, again, I think, and I've said this a lot on here at the moment, but it's one of those where I think it's just the need is greater for Farsley. I think they'll win that. Stafford, again, I think, similar to what I was saying about the likes of Marine, they'll want one more win just to make sure. It won't come on Tuesday night because I think simply Farsley will just be too good for them. Farsley's home record, although not quite as good as South Shields, is still, you know, it's only two home losses all season. So I think Farsley might win that one. I think it'll be quite a comfortable win, if I'm honest.
And when it comes to the other team who we've mentioned in the same breath as Stafford Rangers, Marine taking on Matlock Town on Tuesday night. Matlock Town's away form been a bit okay. One win in the last six. It's pretty much like the home form, to be honest with you. They've gone back to the mean, haven't they, at this stage of the season. But Marine could do it on Tuesday night and get themselves well and truly clear of the relegation picture. Speaking of which, Michelover Sports will be hosting Witton Albion. Workington against South Shields at home as well for Workington. That's not the game they want at this stage of the season.
No, not at all, because, you know, South Shields have done this for the last three seasons where they hit the kind of run-in. And they're just like a machine. They just don't lose games. And I don't think they'll lose that one. I think, you know, that could be curtains for Workington by Tuesday. Marine's game, I think they'll win that one. They haven't got a great home record, only 4 wins all season at home. But I think they'll pick one up and that'll be them over the line and back in the league next season. I feel for Workington because it's such a good club and I always enjoy visiting there, and they'll be in the league below next season, which is a real shame.
And finally, for Tuesday night games, Warrington Town against Whitby Town. And that's the kind of fixture I think Paul Carden would want at this stage. It's the complete opposite of the Workington fixture we just spoke about.
Yeah, and the only thing I'd say is that Whitby are going into it on the back of some good news about Chris Hardy, obviously signing a new deal there.
Yes, absolutely.
So that there is a certain degree of the players will have a bit of, and they're comfortable with Hardy's management style. Is brilliant. They seem to appreciate what he does. It will have given them a boost because I know he's been linked with other jobs. But again, I just think Warrington will just have too much for them at home. And I think Warrington will sneak that one.
Well, Mark Carruthers, a big thank you for walking us through this week's matches to come in the EvoStick NPL Premier Division. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your own radio show and what's coming up over the weekend.
Yeah, so the North East Non-League Football Show, we are on Nova Radio North East on a Monday night, live between 8 and 10 o'clock. We've been extended to a two-hour show, so we must be doing something right. On Monday night, we had Paul Dixon, who's a former FA of Oz winner with Newcastle Blue Star, and Nicky Gray, the Morpeth Town manager, of course, who I guess we'll be talking about in the show next season, since they're about to win the East Division. This weekend, I think I'm at Gateshead. I'm still waiting to find out, funny enough, because there's a strange situation at Gateshead with a potential takeover, which might be happening, but also might not be happening. It's overruling everything in my life at the moment, which is difficult. Yeah, so it's keeping me busy at the moment. You know, keeps us out of trouble.
What a great way to sign off. And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining us on this week's show. And that is the end for this week's EvoStick NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. There will be an EvoStick East-West show out this week, which will have interviews with the management at Ossett United, at Pontefract Coles, and from the West Side, Atherton Coles, and from Radcliffe FC. We're also going to be hearing from Mark Carruthers as well with his opinion on Morpeth Town this season. But that's the end for this week's EvoStick NPL show. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your EvoStick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From EvoStick?
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the EvoStick League this year?
The EvoStick League?
Yeah, EvoStick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from EvoStick. Proud sponsors of the EvoStick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new EvoStick app.